so for Jung, we know it's not the presence of a religious outlook that is psychologically damaging, but rather its absence. And that's very much where Jung is in opposition with Freud. You know, religion isn't something primitive and unnecessary, but really quite fundamental. You know, this search for transcendent meaning is on a par with the survival instinct, so really quite important. And of course, if we ignore this religious orientation, Jung says this will lead into neurosis, a general sense of meaninglessness. I think maybe he says psychic sterility and paralysis, and inner paralysis. And I think it's really interesting because Kierkegaard, you can see in Kierkegaard's work where he's writing about anxiety and despair, something that's so strikingly similar. So we know that Kierkegaard is very much on the same wavelength as Jung when it comes to restoring meaning to the superficial Christendom, to superficiality of Christendom, and to restore meaning to an age that has all but lost it, you know? It's subtly drained away, he said. I don't know what it written down. Where everything remains, but meaning has been subtly drained away. So they really come together in terms of emphasizing this religious experience as being so deeply personal. You know, it's not mediated through a hierarchical authority, an institutional church. It really is just the individual and God. So we have a situation where they're both condemning the neglect of the religious experience, and they're asserting a recovery of an abandoned religious self. And there's a real sense of a religious healing in this, because there's this shared focus on the individual's potential for becoming a whole and genuine, authentic self through a union with God. So what we have is Jung's individuation, of course, and then I'm very much comparing this with Kierkegaard's resting transparently. And to my mind, they're both means of becoming that which God intends us to be. And that's quite important. It's about becoming who you are before God, not becoming who you might want to be or that which you desire to be. So the therapeutic value of faith could be said to lay in the becoming a genuine self, standing before God, accepting a self that you are as God given, and embracing the task that God has set. So that's it's becoming a self through what could be described as a religious journey initiated by and conducted through a deep sense of despair and spiritual disquiet. So it's fundamental for both Jung and Kierkegaard that finding this religious attitude, or perhaps in a more Kierkegaardian terminology, this religious passion, it is a development of this religious orientation that facilitates self-acceptance. So for Kierkegaard, the absolute culmination of faith is in this resting transparently with God. And this is a complete stripping down of everything that's false. And it's kind of that achievement of that individual truth. So I think that's where you can kind of align the thoughts of Kierkegaard with the thoughts of Jung, that this is really, it's becoming who you are. It's choosing yourself. And it's more than just self-acceptance and self-knowledge. It's this sense of developing everything that is there